Peter DeMercurio. Today's date is 20 April 1975. The time is 10:30 a.m. in Saginaw, Michigan. Topics to be discussed are Italian immigrant parents in Saginaw at the turn of the century, life as a boy in the second decade of the 20th century, and the 20s and 30s. Okay, Mr. DeMercurio, you were born in 1907. And your parents were Sicilian immigrants that came here. When did your dad first come here?
He come here in 1903.
And his wife followed when? When did she get here?
She come in 1904.
Where were they from?
It was a small town they called Terrazzini. It's a province of Palermo, Sicily.
What did your dad do over there?
Oh, he was a... say a commercial fisherman, and he was a sponge diver too.
Well, what made him come to America? What was the draw?
Well, a better living, I would say.
Yeah. What did your mother do over there? Is that right? School teacher. Well, when your dad came over here, where did he come to first? Did he, you know, I presume he came to New York and...
Well, he hit New York, and then he come right to Saginaw because he knew some of the people, relatives.
Is that right?
Friend.
What did he do when he first came here?
Well, he worked on the railroad first.
Well, you know, there's a lot of water around here. How come, did he ever tell you why he didn't get back into the fishing industry?
Yeah, he wanted to give it up altogether.
Right.
Why? Well, he figured he had enough. First thing you know, my mother didn't want that sea life anymore. You don't know if he's coming home or not.
Mm-hmm. Where did he work? He worked with the railroad, you say,
He worked with the railroad for few years, and then he went to work for the Pittsburgh Plate Glass Company.
Is that over here on Center in
West Michigan? Right.
Well, what railroad did he work? What were they doing as far as the railroad was concerned?
Section work, you know.
Mm-hmm. In other words, it was kind of like a day labor type thing?
Yeah.
Was he laying track or?
Yeah, laying track and keeping, you know, the railroad up, ties and stuff like that.
Well, how long did he work at, was it Pittsburgh Plate Glass Company?
He worked there about 8 years, till he got sick, and he had to give it up.
What, did he have a lung problem, or what?
No, he had, he took a job that paid about $1 a day more. Them days, if you got $2.75 a day, you was making big money.
Mm-hmm.
So he took that job because he figured he was a pretty good man and he could handle it, but, he was inside where it was about 120 degrees, and he'd wheel out this waste, this strip to the waist, and that's what got him, finally got him.
Just going from one temperature to another all the time.
Right.
Well, okay, after he worked for the Pittsburgh Plate Glass Company to what, 19, well, I don't know, at least 1910, right?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Beyond that?
More than that, yeah.
Well, when your mother came over here, your dad, what, did your dad have to come over here first to earn enough money?
Oh, he came home first, you know, and he made two trips across. They got in a storm on the way coming over here, the first one, and he knew about the sea, and he volunteered to help out. They had a bad storm, see,
mm-hmm.
and he tied a rope to a bunch of these sailors and that, so they'd keep together without being washed over, see, and then the captain gave him a job. Yeah, and he made two or three trips.
Is that right?
Yeah, before he sent for my mother, and she didn't expect to have him send that money right away because it was a lot of money that
mm-hmm.
I don't know, it would have cost $100 or something to come across, but he sent for her right after that.
Well, then, when he came to Saginaw, when your mother came to Saginaw, did they immediately buy a house, or...?
No, they lived... well, there on Carlton and Clark Street on the corner upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be Pat O'Neill's saloon. And after the lumber days were gone, why the building was empty and the guy, he made it into apartments.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that, you know, like you were raised on what used to be Eddy Street in Saginaw, where the Interstate 675 goes through Saginaw now, the overpass there. Were there other Italian families living there before, you know, your folks moved in there, or were they like the Vanguard, you know, did they initially move into Eddy Street area first?
No, they just like my father's sister, they bought a house over there, and there was one for sale down in the middle of the block, the next block. And my dad figured, well, I'll go and move next to my sister, see if there's, mm-hmm. you know, that way they could help each other out and stuff like that. That's the reason why. And they moved in one family at a time. But actually, there was every nationality you can name.
Yeah, well, you live, what, next door to your place?
Was there, Osmonds.
The Osmonds, they were German, or no?
Well, that was Austrian.
Austrian, no. Okay.
Yeah. And on the other side of us was I think their name was Gardeis.
What were they?
And they moved out of there. And the Ferreras bought them.
Mm-hmm. Well, when... You know, do you remember how much your dad paid for that house? Did he buy it right away,
or
did
he rent it? He bought it for $900.
Is that right? That was an awful
$900.
Well, when did they move in there, Dad? Do you remember when your dad bought the house?
Oh, I would say that I was 5 years old, so it must have been 1912.
Okay, so from what, about, your mom got over here, what, 1906 then?
No,
before
got,
that.
Yeah, okay. Around between 1904 and 1905 she come. Because my dad had a citizen papers a year after he got here. He got his citizenship papers.
Well, would you, you know, did your parents like the Saginaw area?
Yeah.
I know they made it their home.
They stayed here after the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Just a short period, we moved to Boston, and he was real sick. The doctors thought the climate in Italy, in Sicily, would do him some good, you know, mm-hmm. at that time, and I guess it didn't do any good, so he had to come back. He stayed there about a year, and he come back here.
Well, did you still keep the house then?
Oh, yeah, we lived there till Grandpa died.
Yeah.
And my mother died.
What did your dad do? And you know, like, you know, okay, you went from the railroad to Pittsburgh Plate Glass, and
well, then he used to the city. You know, at that time there wasn't too much welfare, so in order to help him out, we'd go to the mayor, whichever mayor happened to be at that time, and he'd issue him. He'd give him a permit to peddle fruit during the summer months, because mm-hmm. in the winter months he used to get worse and he couldn't do it. So. In the summer months, he peddled for make a living that way. And us kids used to peddle papers and do everything, we, you know, to help mm-hmm. out.
Well, then I imagine things were pretty tight then around the house, right, as far as money was concerned.
Oh, yeah. My mother went to work. She was 10 cents an hour. She was picking beans at the bean factory.
Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, then your dad was... You know,
us kids used to sell papers on downtown, especially when the extras used to come mm-hmm. on. I used to make a few bucks on the extras.
Was that right, like right downtown Genesee by
yeah.
Second National
yeah.
Bank?
Yeah.
What did you have
that
to have?
Just
special?
Like dog eat dog.
Well, you had to have special corners, didn't you? Or?
Well, the big guys would beat the hang out of you to get the good corners, and I used to stick close to the cops so they wouldn't hit me. That way they'd be scared to yeah. tackle me. See, I used to,
well, did when,
pretty close to cop.
When you were in, when, okay, that was like what, about 19, anywhere from 1911 through 1916?
Yeah, I started traveling when I was about 7, 8 years old. I used to go down there.
Well, did they still have the trolleys down there then?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Was there still dirt streets down there? Or were they cinder blocks? Or not cinder blocks?
Our street was dirt.
Is that right?
And every spring it would flood. It would flood, and they had wooden sidewalks, and us kids would catch one of them. Sections of wooden sidewalks would be floating around and use that for a raft. Oh, he's kind of bomb.
Well, were there many cars in Saginaw?
Not too many. No.
I can imagine.
I remember in front of La Valley's meat market,
mm-hmm.
Henning Sausage's truck come out there. He was, it looked like a wagon without a horse, but tongue or nothing, see, it was just a big high seat, and it looked like a wagon, but under the seat there was a little two-cylinder motor, see, and it putt, 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 and it had regular wagon wheels, a little chain drive, and they had a little skinny rubber tire, solid rubber tires on there, and I was going to be smart, you know. I hooked, I put my rope through the, there's a rod to get across mm-hmm. there, see, but I had a knot in there, and when we got to North Saginaw, I wanted to let go. The other kid was with me, he let go, he didn't have no knot on his, and he slid right off. My knot got stuck on there, and he knew I was there. I kept yelling at him to let me go, and he took me as far as Court Street before he stopped, and he laughed like hang. He said, next time you'll know what not to sneak a ride. I had to walk all the way back, but there wasn't too many
cars on the streets,
and trucks and basically it's all slants and wagons and buggies.
Well, then your dad had to feed. Yeah, I assume he had a horse, right?
Yeah.
You had to feed the horse all year too.
Yeah. How it didn't cost too much.
Is that right?
Oats was 50 cents. 50 cents a bushel. And used to go down there and get a bale of hay, mm-hmm. and it cost maybe 50 cents a bale.
Well, he used to make wine quite regularly, didn't he?
Oh yeah, he always made wine.
Did you have to have a permit then for it, or could you just go ahead?
No, we used to make it. Even during Prohibition days, we used to make it for home use. And mm-hmm. they didn't bother you as long as you didn't sell it. Like that.
Well, that's beautiful. Yeah. Well, then how long did your dad live before?
You know, well, he died in 1929.
1929. Did he die before the stock market fell? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. Boy, the bottom dropped out after that.
Yeah. Well, when your dad, you know, what am I trying to say here? Did he find, you know, any animosity as far as the fact that he was Italian, you know, throughout Saginaw or anything?
No. When he went to work at the railroad, everybody liked him because he was 6 foot two. He weighed 240 pounds.
You know. He's a big man then.
And they used to call him Big John. He used to have those switch ties. He'd pick them up all alone. He didn't have no help. He's a really powerful man.
Well, your mother, did she kind of like rule the block or anything? You know, was she the?
She handled everything in the house. You know. She, my dad didn't. As long as he had a couple of bucks in his pocket, he didn't care whatever happened. It was a good time.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of people on Eddy Street that I can remember anyway, that a lot of the Italian families were involved in the fruit business. Was there any reason for that? You know.
Well, it was. They made a good living at it. There wasn't any supermarkets or nothing like that, and everybody had their own route, and people depended on them to bring them the right kind of fruit mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Would they go all over Saginaw then?
Yeah.
Did your dad have, you know, like a special route that
he
went through?
Yeah, he had, like he'd go on the north end there, and he'd go down through Shattuck, and go down through there, and Cropton.
Well, I imagine you and your brother helped, didn't you? Did you used to go with your dad?
When I was a little kid, yeah. I used to go.
Well, you know, what kind of furnace did you guys have in the house, you know?
We didn't have no furnace.
No
we
furnace?
We had a cook stove in the kitchen and a heater in the
was it like a wood burner
dining room, like, you know, but we had the, it was in the middle of the house, it was a coal burner. It was mm-hmm. very cold.
Okay. Where'd you used to get the coal or the wood for that stuff?
We used to, well, when us kids in the summertime, when we wasn't going to school, we used to go where the chipyard used to be down there where the old sawmills had moved out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they take the slabs off from the sides of the trees, you know,
right.
get the bark off of them. And us kids used to haul them home on a wagon, you know, a little cart, tie them on, and go home and saw them up.
It's a good chips then, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of bark on them, but dang, they burned good.
What'd you do then, just stack it for the wintertime?
Yeah. And we used to go along the railroad track and pick up coal.
You mean like from off the coal cars and stuff?
Yeah, well, we'd go down to the roundhouse when they'd be down there on across from the Bliss Park.
Was that Ripslinger's then?
No.
No?
No, that was across from the
Bliss Park. Yeah. Okay, down where Draper's is now, right?
Yeah. And they'd load the engines up at night, see? And whatever would fall off, and she could just pick it up and take it home. The guys are pretty good about that. They have them chase us out of there. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, they get sort some of the kids and chase us out of there. But we used to get enough coal all summer long and wood that we didn't have to buy no fuel. We got on good that way.
Well, when you guys were downtown selling the extras, like, you know, that was about the only way you had to get big news then back then, wasn't it?
Yeah, there wasn't no radio or nothing like that.
Did the papers used to sell quite fast?
Oh, man. But they had the first PA system over there on top of the news.
The building?
Courier building.
Okay.
And when Firpo and Dempsey fought,
mm-hmm.
and they had the PA system down there, downtown was all crowded. You could hear that for blocks. And
would they broadcast the fight, or
yeah.
is that right?
And then they come out with the extra, and I made $28 that day. Yeah.
Well, how much were papers then? They couldn't have been much more than a nickel.
Well, right? A nickel for extra, yeah, but it was so crowded there, we didn't give no change back. We kept right on going. The guys would hand you a quarter, you keep on going, 50 cents.
That's $28, that's a lot of money.
$28, I mean.
When was that? Do you remember the date?
Well,
or the year?
Well, when the Dempsey fought.
I don't
must be in the 20s.
Is this?
Yeah. No, 19. I forget what it was, but anyway, I never forget that.
No, not a $28 day.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you do with the money?
Take it home.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I was king for about a week. You see, the kids waiting for the extras. You're standing there, and man, and them big guys are whale hell out of here. They get first in line, see?
Mm-hmm.
But
was that how they used to do
when
it?
When the rest of the kids was waiting, listening to the broadcast, I was inside where the paper was coming out.
Well, how did they used to hand out the papers? They just used to give you a big stack to anybody that was standing there, or what? Or did
yeah,
you have to pay
for
them?
One right there.
Oh, you had to pay for the papers?
So I had to save up to get that. And
were the papers from the publisher like 5 cents a piece then too, or do you
no,
remember?
No, we used to make around 2-3 cents on the extras like that.
Mm-hmm.
See. But this guy in the press there, he knew me, and he kind of liked me, and he gave me a hell of a big armful before the rest of the guys, even after the fight, they all come running back there in the alley, see,
mm-hmm.
where we used to come out with a paper, and I was already selling papers.
Did you know, you know, like when you were growing up as a boy, did you see a, you know, a noticeable change in Saginaw when you were growing up, you know, as far as
oh,
the town
yeah.
growing and...
Oh, yeah. See, there was used to be these other factories like Mashonity Parker and Carlisle's Tannery and Wix's and Saginaw Manufacturing, you know, they used to pay...
I mean, as far as wages? Or
wages, yeah. Like when Ford was paying $5 a day for 8 hours work, us kids would be working down here in Saginaw, especially us kids, we was 14, 15 years old, we was unloading shorts down there, the boats come in, 15 cents an hour, 10 hours. And we made $1.50 a day. And they were supposed to be shorts, but they was planks, some of them was 15, 20 feet long. Some were maybe 10.
Yeah. Where was this now, Dad? At Wicks?
Mashonity Park.
Oh, Mashonity Park. What was that?
A lumber mill.
Okay.
Yeah, they used to make boxes and doors and sashes and stuff like that, see. And the lumber would come in rough.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you go home at night, your mother would put another patch on the bib and the overall. Man, it was hard, huh?
Well, you know, okay, wages were tough. I'm sure they were then. But, you know, when was the, I guess you call it the public transportation system, the trolleys. Were the trolleys always, you know, as long as you can remember, were they there before you can remember?
Oh, yeah. They had one line that used to go from Saginaw to Bay City.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Across the west side, it used to go right down Carlton Road, and where the Unurban Bridge was, across this Saginaw River, used to go across there and go right into Bay City.
Did a lot of people used to use that thing?
Oh, yeah. See, they had a baseball team here in Saginaw, on the Ontario League, and they just have all kinds of cars going there.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's the only way they get out there, unless they wanted to go down the river.
Do you remember what it used to cost offhand?
No, I don't remember. I never paid it. I never did pay.
What did you do? You just used to get out
of there? Go in with everybody else. Us kids just get in there. And we'd wait at the gate, you know, and the ball players would go in. We'd carry a ball bat or a pad or a pair of spikes for them, and we'd get in and see the game. Even if it was 10 cents,
you couldn't afford it, right?
We'd use that to buy a hot dog for a nickel or something like that, see? Yeah.
No, I know baseball was a big thing down here back in the day.
Oh, especially Saginaw and Bay City.
Was there
we used to call them Bay City Big Feet.
And big rivalry between the two?
Oh, man. Right. Right?
Were they in that same league then, evidently?
Bay City, Ontario. Bay City, Saginaw, Flint, Grand Rapids, Battle Creek. And there was Kitchener from Canada. Yeah, they were quite a league. It was a minor league, you know, but they had good ball players and they had good games. Always sell out. Oh, man.
Well, you know, do you remember the first movie when it came out, moving picture back then?
Well, that wasn't the first one because...
Do you remember the first theater in Saginaw?
Well, there was a lot of them.
Were there?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of them. I would say there was the Dreamland and the BGU across the street, and then there was...
Where were those located then? Do you remember?
Right on Genesee.
Right on Genesee, downtown Saginaw.
Yeah, and then there was the Mecca Palace, they used to call it, and then there was the Franklin, that was a brand new, that had a big stage, they used to have stage shows there too, see. And then there was the Ideal on Washington. And then there was the Jeffers Strand. They used to have the big vaudeville pictures there. That was supposed to have been the best one. And, the west side, there was quite a few of them, too. But we used to go downtown for the shorter, closer to them, where we lived. But there were silent pictures.
Well, you went to school, going back again. You went to school where, at Mount Carmel?
I started at the Stone School.
Stone School?
Yeah. And when I went in the eighth grade, I went to Mount Carmel Catholic School.
Did most of the Italian kids go to Stone School? Did they all go to, or did they?
Oh, and the North Saginaw. The North Saginaw, we all went to Stone School.
Well, when did Our Lady of Mount Carmel become a parish, do you remember?
Well, it was, you see, I went there when I was 8 years old, so that would be 1915.
So it had been the parish for quite a while. Was it always
about 4 years before?
Is that right?
Yeah, Father Highland was there, and he started that. And when we was in the...
That's right across the street from Michigan National Bank, right? Or what is now Michigan.
It was on Warren Street there. Yeah. It was a two-story building, and we had the school downstairs, and the church was upstairs.
Was that always an Italian parish?
Yeah. See, the Italians didn't have a parish up until that time. We used to go to St. Mary's.
Well, you all had one to the east side then, right?
And Father Highland started that. He was a priest at St. Mary's Hospital, see? Mm-hmm. And he started that, and he lived at the hospital, and he used to have mass at Mount Carmel.
Well, that was just in pretty much an Italian parish, because probably 90% of the people were Italian.
Yeah, it was quite a few Italians in down there in the first ward. See? Mm-hmm. And us guys from the west side used to go across the river to the church there. There was a few people from South Saginaw like that, and they used to go there too.
Well, there's really, at one time, a substantial Italian population in Saginaw.
Oh, yeah. There still is, you know.
Yeah, well, I know that.
They're mixed now, but yeah. Still quite a few in Saginaw.
Well, did people just come, did the Italians just come? What, was it pretty much mixed between Sicilians and Southern Italians, or?
Well, it was, like say, on our side of the river, there was especially in the north end, it was mostly Sicilians, you know. Mm-hmm. And on the south end, there's a lot of them from the Piedmont, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones in the down there in the first ward, it was mostly from around Naples down through there. See.
Mm-hmm. Well, did they come here just because they knew other people were here and were doing all right?
Some friends or relatives was here, and they. They'd ride back and forth home, see, mm-hmm. and then they'd come, they didn't have no place, they didn't know how to talk, and they'd always go there, and these people kind of show them around, get them a job if they could.
Mm-hmm.
They, matter of fact, a lot of them lived together until they got their feet on the ground, you know, and get going, see what was what.
Well, was it very hard to find a job, like, say, through the, you know, through 1910 or about 1915, for them to come over here? Did they find work pretty fast?
Oh, yeah, they didn't have no trouble getting a job. If they was willing to work, they'd get a job.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take those guys long, you know. They'd make themselves understood, and they get along.
Did they still, you know, maintain pretty close ties with the old country?
Oh, yeah, they'd be writing back and forth, you know.
You know, it just seems ironic because I know a lot of, there's a substantial Italian population in, you know, like the Boston area around Gloucester,
oh, yeah.
In that area, and it just seems like it would be different for them coming from Sicily because this is a, you know, a relatively cold.
Well, like that, like see, like in New York and Boston down through there, a lot of those guys was like my dad. There was
fishermen,
fishermen,
yeah.
And stuff like that, and that. Of course, them guys, you know, they go in shares. When they go mm-hmm. on a boat like that, they go in shares. If they make out good, if they catch a lot of fish, they make money. If they don't, they don't make money. Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to Mount Carmel, that then Father Hyland started the parish basically for the Italian people.
Right. And we went from the stone school at night when we get through a school. We used to walk, a bunch of us kids used to go, maybe about 10, 12 of us, used to go across the river.
Mm-hmm. Where the Johnson Street Bridge is now?
We used to go across Genesee Street.
Oh, Genesee Street Bridge.
Yeah. And we'd go to there and for 1 hour's catechism class.
Every evening, just about?
Just about every night. You know, if it was nice weather.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Nicolette Budge, she's Mrs. Henning. Later on, she married Cy Henning, and she used to teach us catechism.
Well, did you have any nuns there then?
No nuns then.
Is that right? Would you just have regular teachers, or?
She was a volunteer.
Okay,
teacher,
volunteer, right?
And
a lay person, right?
Yeah. When I was a year after that, when then Father Hyland started a school.
And then most of the kids just transferred from the public school
right
over there?
Yeah. And the school kept getting bigger all the time.
Well, then, when he started the school, I imagine you got nuns right away, right?
Yeah.
Well, why Our Lady of Mount Carmel? Is there any, you know, special affiliation for the Italian people to her?
No.